Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I had to grab County Executive Richard Show because... Can't help himself. He always tells the truth. So I love him. Fitz, thanks for joining me. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm great. So set folks straight, because a lot of folks are asking about this. There is a, man, there's this underlying tone that I'm getting on the streets and through texts and content of impending doom on shutdowns and regarding this variant. Please set people straight, sir.
Well, I think what folks are focused on, and you need to focus on it, are the numbers. The case numbers are going up, and they're pretty high. They're close to 200 per day. And if you put that in context with where we would have seen 200 per day 6 months ago or 9 months ago, that would have indicated there was a whole lot of hospitalizations and a whole lot of fatalities that would follow. For example, last April and May of last year, of 2020, we would have 30 cases a day, but we would have 70 to 80 deaths a month. This month, we might have a dozen. We might have 12 fatalities with the cases we have. And why those numbers don't correlate to what happened a year ago is because so many people have been vaccinated. We've got roughly 75% of our population who's been vaccinated. And more importantly, the people who have been vaccinated are the ones who are most vulnerable to the severity of COVID, seniors and people with immunocompromised conditions. So it's just a different time. Yes, the variant is very bad. If you are unvaccinated and you are vulnerable to a sickness, this variant's going to be actually worse than what the original COVID was.
But what you keep saying and why you hit a home run with me yesterday when we talked is, hey, man, I get it. Calm down, though. We're not seeing the dramatic number of deaths. Every life's important, but we're not even in the ballpark of what we were seeing 6 months ago, sir, are we?
That is correct. We're not even close. And then again, it's because of the vaccines have reached so many people. Now, the challenge you see right now, and you see a lot of companies, you see what we did last week,
yep,
the city has done it too, for employees, very much encouraging a vaccine requirement on new hires, on people that do certain jobs. And I think you're going to see more and more of that, because as the president has said, this is a pandemic among the unvaccinated. Those of us who have been vaccinated really don't need to be cloistered or wearing our masks or distancing. We're protected. We've got the vaccine, which has given us this level of protection. It's the unvaccinated who have to be worried, have to be concerned, and are very much at risk.
Has there been any discussion, even brief, about a shutdown again?
No. I don't see a shutdown coming. I just, and even in these like bad states, if you will, some of these southern
right
states, and that see, look, how many, we had four deaths in Pennsylvania yesterday. We used to get 200 deaths a day in our state. Now, Florida had 300 deaths yesterday. So in Florida, it's a whole different world.
It is.
Because they've got so many unvaccinated people. They're not wearing masks. They're super spreaders down there. But up here where we are, it's a much different climate. You see schools, most schools, I think, are going to have mask mandates for their for their students. They'll all make that decision independently. You see more restaurants, more businesses. They're taking this very, very seriously and encouraging their employees to get vaccinated. If they're not vaccinated, they're making them wear masks and get tested very often. We're just in a much different climate than if you lived in Florida or Texas.
But you do sense a kind of a panic, uh-oh, here we go again kind of feeling. Do you not, sir?
Yeah, there are some people, yes, that are seeing that and thinking, again, because they see that case number.
Yes, sir.
But, again, you have to correlate it to the hospitalizations and the fatality rate and the sicknesses. And again, 6 months ago, 9 months ago, a year ago, those high case rates would have correlated to very high hospitalizations. At those case rates, we might have overrun our hospitals a year ago. Right now, if you check with UPMC, AHN, St. Clair, Heritage Valley, they're not anywhere near capacity. They're running basically normal operations of other procedures that they're doing. That is not the case in some of these other states. Some of these other states, they're not even taking emergencies into their hospitals.
To underline what he just said, UPMC announced live on this show this morning that they're 10% in terms of the number of beds they're using than they were 6 months ago. 6 months ago, they were using about 1,200 beds. Today, they're about 120. So dramatic drop. Yes, sir?
Yes, and it really is because most people in our county and in our region have been vaccinated. I mean, if you remember a few months ago when vaccines were on the short supply, you know, people were all concerned, where can I get one? Everybody was trying to get in line, and, you know, some people were even jumping the line. Well, now it's just the opposite. We've got more vaccine than we have people coming to get them. You also are starting to even see more aggressive work by companies, organizations that are hosting vaccine clinics at community festivals and sporting events and those type of things. And I think you're going to see more and more of that to try to drive our number to 80, 85, and hopefully 90% of the population. And then, of course, once the kids under the age of 12 become eligible, when the FDA finally approves for the younger people, we're going to see those folks get protected too. So we're moving in the right direction. I wish we were moving faster towards getting more people vaccinated, but, you know, the effort is there.
Man, I'm worried about Pittsburgh Public Schools. You know, internally, I'm being told they're losing 4,000 students since COVID, which is dramatic if that number plays out. And now they're delaying by 2 weeks. Fitz, that has to concern you. If they don't go to class, I'm not saying they're doing that at this point, but if they don't go back to school, that will be a disaster for Pittsburgh kids. Will it not, sir?
There's no question. This has been a very difficult time for all school systems and all school districts, and particularly the Pittsburgh Public Schools have really suffered greatly since the pandemic has become back in March of last year. To see any delay or any interruption of these kids getting back to school and getting back to some sort of normalcy is certainly not good. So, you know, we're hopeful. I know some of it's around transportation.
Yes.
Some of it might be around other mitigating factors, but we've got to get everybody in there and back to class. And I don't just say that for Pittsburgh. I would say that for every school district in the region.
Fitz, I appreciate you, man. You're a good man. Talk to you tomorrow,
brother. Marty.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.